only fitting on a Take Me Back Tuesday where we bring up some popular slang terms that are no longer used anymore. Like, they are phased out. Nobody remembers them. Nobody uses them, at least not in today's vernacular.
I don't even think that these words are in our vocabulary from our generation. This seems like my grandparents'
They're probably older than your grandparents' generation.
Are they going to be axed from the dictionary or what?
No, I think they always kind of stick around. But like, we're talking like 17th century stuff. We're in the 21st century.
Yeah.
You and I were born in the 20th century and went into the 21st century.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
It is.
So you're gonna know at least one of these things.
That's why we're like the older version of millennials, is what I think.
Which is weird. It's even weird to say that.
I think that we could put in parentheses around these words in the dictionary, retired.
Oh my gosh.
Because some of them I've never even used in my vocabulary.
The thing is, I've heard a lot of these, and whether it's because I've seen them used as jokes or
in TV or movies.
In books,
like
even.
When you watch Turner Classic Movies.
Oh my gosh.
From that era.
Like, we're talking like black and white films. Yeah, you may have heard
so
some of them.
Funny. John Wayne days.
Anyway, 24/7 Wall Street came out with a list of once popular slang words and phrases that nobody uses anymore. And if you are using them, you're probably older than you think.
I am just old as the hills and the dirt I walk on.
The first one, if you use this one, egad. Have you never heard that before?
Like, that sounds
egad!
Like, that reminds me of like when my cat like has a hairball, they go, egad.
See, maybe we should make a
a meme.
Maybe we should make a game out of this where I say it and you got to guess based off what that word is, what the definition
means?
Is.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Egad, what do you think that means?
Hairball, egad.
Egad. It's used to express surprise or anger.
Well, surprise, you hairball.
Well, true, but I'm talking like Frankenstein monster, like, it's alive, egad, it's alive kind
never,
of thing.
I've never heard that
right.
term.
Scaramouche. Scaramouche.
That's in a song.
It is in a song.
Is it a dance?
No, it's not. It's 17th century. It's a boastful or cowardly person. They're a scaramouche.
Got it.
You're being a scaramouche right now.
Huh.
Gadzooks.
Gadzook sounds like
something Shaggy
like
says.
Like a trinket or like a device or a contraption.
Ooh.
And there was a store that we used to shop at when we were younger called Gadzooks.
What?
Yeah.
How was it spelled? Do you remember how it was spelled?
Just like that.
Really? G-A-D-Z-O-O-K-S?
Yeah. It was almost like Hot Topic. No. Spencer's Gifts. Kind of like that. Hot
really?
Topic and Spencer's together.
Gadzooks?
Gadzooks was, they had really good shoes.
It sounds like something, like I said, that Shaggy would be like Scoob, Gadzooks, Scoob.
It just reminds me of like a contraption or a device or a gadget.
Well, it is actually an expression of surprise or annoyance.
Huh.
Like, Gadzooks.
I've never used it that way.
Like it's 5 o'clock, you're clocking out. The boss is like, hey,
oh,
I need you to do this.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
Dumb.
I'm annoyed. Bumper, which is also 17th century.
A bumper. The bumper of your car.
You would think.
But?
It's a generous glass of an alcoholic drink.
Oh, give me a bumper.
Yeah. Oh.
I need to get off this normal train.
It almost
I need
sounds
a bumper.
Like cocaine where they're like, take a bump. Take a bump. That's cocaine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's pick another one out. Oh, here we go. Floppy disk. Nobody ever uses this.
I know what a floppy disk is because I used to use them because I am one of those older millennials.
Yeah.
We used to save all of our stuff to a floppy disk.
Yep.
You could insert it into the floppy disk drive.
And now for and those now-, now for those like 60 and older, they have a pill for floppy disks. So...
I did not see that coming.
You did not see that coming. Neither did they. Anyway, let's do one more. Have you ever heard rapscallion? I've heard this before.
Rapscallion sounds like a scoundrel. Like you're naughty.
Oh!
Like you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, you rapscallion.
Rapscallion is 17th century and it stands for a mischievous person.
Yeah, when I
you
hear rapscallion, yeah. It reminds me of Home Alone when they're trying to break into the house. Those two...
It sounds like what it is.
Yeah,
it's onomatopoeia is what they call them.
Yeah, onomatopoeia.
Yep. All right, one more.
I got a pia. Onomatopoeia sounds like you got a pia.
Yeah, it does. and then cut purse.
Like cutthroat. Quick to the point.
You're close.
What?
But think about when people back in the 14th century.
Oh, stealing.
Yeah, they would carry their
like
money.
Like pit pocket.
And they would cut the bottom of their purse
or
and grab the coins.
Pick pocket?
Yeah.
Pickpocket.
Pickpocket.
Say that twice fast.
Pickpocket.
I can't do it.
Anyway, cut purse, 14th century, means to a pickpocketer.
Well,
so.
Those words I will say I do not use and might be retired from the dictionary. They'll remain, but maybe I can add the little parentheses around them saying retired.
I think I want to bring rapscallion back, though.
You rapscallion.
You're being a rapscallion.